Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Coach Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great weekend enjoying 4 days of basketball bliss. Not that many buzzer beaters. There was one yesterday, but it's kind of been a lack of drama first couple days. I mean, there's been some drama, but compared to normal, a little bit down, but some nice drama last night with the Maryland win against Colorado State.
Who won the Oregon-Arizona game?
Get that confirmed real quick.
We don't know. Sports.
It's the one game I didn't stay up to watch.
I dropped off at about 10 minutes to go in the game. Arizona was leading, had taken the lead back.
Arizona won 87-83.
Let me complete my bracket.
87-83. Arizona beats Oregon last night to move on to the Sweet 16.
Because Oregon was up on them early by about 20. I don't know if it's about, but it was a lot early on.
I don't think it was 20, was it? Did Michigan State end up winning?
Michigan State did win. Michigan State won last night. They beat, that was, of course,
Mexico.
Against New Mexico, yes.
Little Richard.
71-63, Maryland. Michigan State beats New Mexico. They're on to the Sweet 16.
Okay. The bracket is, the Sweet 16 is complete.
Watch any of this?
Yes, I did. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is it 7 SEC teams?
Yes, 7.
Which is a record. That's the most the SEC flex occurred. That's the most teams from one conference in the Sweet 16 since the ACC. It's a record, actually.
Yes.
It topped the ACC, which put 6 in 2016.
Half the teams from the conference made the Sweet 16. That's well done by the SEC.
Garth Glissman is happy, I would think.
He should be happy. Obviously, you want everybody to advance, but you just can't.
I find myself, guys, I don't know. I'm just going to say this right off the bat in idle chit-chat.
Okay.
I don't really find myself, and this is just happened organically, I don't find myself cheering for the Big Ten at all. In fact, I find myself cheering for the SEC.
I definitely don't cheer for any conference. There's never a time I'm going to pick a conference over a team that I enjoy watching.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I'm just going to pull for this team.
Well, I tend to do that. Like, I was pulling for Kentucky because I wanted the SEC to beat the Big Ten. I don't have any – then I thought about it. I don't have any allegiance to the Big Ten. I covered the Big 12 and the Big 8 for most of my life. I don't have any – I haven't formed any, like, feelings, emotions.
Do you have a problem with the Big Ten?
Not
be rooting for it at all?
Are you really
against it actively at all?
I think the Big Ten's a sort of a – like, I covered the Big 8, Big 12, and I like the culture better in the Big 8, Big 12. The Big Ten's kind of haughty, you know. I thought Nebraska fit better with the culture of the Big 8, Big 12. But it's fine. I mean, they're making a lot of money in the Big Ten. That's what it comes down to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're doing a great job.
Bringing
cash in. A lot of teams are doing that. So is Northwestern. So is Purdue.
Right.
They all get the same check as everybody else.
Right.
So they're not doing a whole lot with it. It looked to me, my hypothesis was on the SEC, if you just took Auburn, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, wild card potentially Kentucky and Old Miss, Kentucky for sure. But the first four, Auburn, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, you drop them into the Big Ten, any one of those four teams are the Big Ten champions.
I think, prove you wrong.
No one can prove it right either.
Right.
But I'm saying if Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, or Auburn was in the Big Ten, one of those four teams would have won the Big Ten.
It's, yeah.
What they look like. If you dropped them into the Big 12, same exact results.
You think so?
Same. That's my thought. Auburn, Alabama, there's nobody in the Big
Ten. Houston.
That'd be
Houston's
tight.
Pretty good.
It'd be pretty good. That'd be a tight. That'd be a harder
tight,
one.
Though.
I was thinking more Big Ten, be tighter. And then the ACC, I don't know if any of them could beat them. I think Duke.
Duke's the only chance. Yeah.
So Duke and Houston, that it'd be harder. might only have one or two teams in the SEC, but yeah, Houston's playing so well. But in the Big Ten, I think you drop in all four teams, and they would. If you say right now Tennessee was is a two seed right now, they would have won the Big Ten.
I agree with you. I don't disagree.
I'm not sure Kentucky wouldn't have, if healthy, wouldn't have won it. But yeah, Houston. Yeah, that's a little bit harder.
Well, now hold on. I was gonna say if you don't mind, Houston. I was not overwhelmed by Houston. I was a little underwhelmed. So it might still be Big 12. I was a little underwhelmed by Houston.
Houston led by 10 points most of the game. It got dicey at the very end. Gonzaga
very dicey.
Yeah.
It got down
Houston,
to one.
It did. Yeah. It did.
Yeah. But
they advanced. We thought that would be a tough game, though, for them. Gonzaga's not an easy out in the tournament.
That was an
8
seed, though, right?
That's right. But it's Gonzaga. Mark Few is a great coach in the dance.
I'm just saying, I watched the game, and I thought I'd see more from Houston. They're good. They're really good. Yeah, obviously, they're a one seed. They're really good. They didn't. Nobody really blew me away, though. Yeah. Nobody.
No, I agree with that.
There's a team that's played really good basketball. There's a couple of those. You mentioned the SEC. Ole Miss has been phenomenal through two
games.
So their popular upset pick was North Carolina to beat Ole Miss, and Ole Miss was up by like 19 points in that game. They won by, I don't know, 7 or 8. But then yesterday, they're up by 24.
Oh, yeah.
They're up by 24 points in the second half against Iowa State. They win by 13, 91-78. But they were just curb stomping Iowa State.
Yeah.
Curb stomping.
They were.
Yes. Ole Miss. You know who's the coach?
That's Chris Beard.
You drop Bill. I'm telling you, he's that guy. He's one of those guys, and there's only a few of them, that you drop anywhere and he's winning. And winning. Ole Miss. Sweet Ole Miss thing. Isn't a big basketball school.
Never once have ever this one.
No.
Well, Ole Miss will probably make a run. They've never said that. Not once.
No, not once. It's not like a traditional.
And from watching, it doesn't look like they're. Doesn't appear as if they're done either.
Huh?
Doesn't appear.
I don't
as
think,
if it's.
They'll play Michigan State next.
Ooh, test.
That's if you watch those games. Ole Miss looked like the better team in terms of the comparison of their teams last night.
Did they?
Michigan State was struggling
State's
with New Mexico.
Good.
They
Michigan
struggled.
State's pretty good though.
They are.
Michigan State's really good. New Mexico's pretty good. You never know in a one-game scenario. I was just so disappointed in the – and talked about the game with the Zags in Houston was the last play. They come down. They don't even get a shot off.
Yep.
They got to get a three, and he just buries himself in the corner. The ball gets blocked. And they don't even get a ball.
Right.
They don't
right.
even get a shot now on,
it was
on,
bad. It was
on
bad.
Rim.
It was a bad finish.
It was like, are you kidding me? That was your shot.
Nembhard and another guy, Ryan Nembhard, was a point guard. They got himself in a pickle in the corner.
In the corner, and they were just locked down. I'm like, get a shot up.
No,
have a chance.
You're right.
They're not getting a shot up.
They're down one?
They're down three.
Down three.
They need
to
tie.
Yeah. Didn't get a good shot. Nope.
Nope. Never got really past his hand. It's as far as the ball got.
I'm sure you guys are like me. It's just a big blur.
Yeah.
It's
supposed to be that through 4 days.
Yeah, when you have the Saturday, you need a show on Saturday, Sunday morning. To catch up on Saturday.
Yeah, I forgot about Saturday's game.
By the time you get to Sunday's games, they have a lot more stuff to talk about, right. and it really piles on you pretty good.
I know. I mean, you're just watching,
and then even
catching some, watching a game, catching some.
Even with this show, all we had was Thursday. Because Friday we didn't talk about.
No.
We didn't talk about Saturday. We didn't talk about. So we had 3 days of stuff to catch up on.
Yeah. Anyway, you just want to go through the teams that are should we wait? This is.
Yeah, idle chit chat. We'll get to the tournament talk in a second. Anything else?
Why are you wearing a vest? That's one thing of idle chit chat.
What's wrong with the vest? I can't wear a vest. I don't wear it very often.
I saw it this
looks
morning.
Like you're geared up.
It threw me
looks
off.
Like you're in the, looks like me you're in Ellie, the CIA. You're
don't
about
wear
to conduct
often.
A raid.
Yeah. Me and Ellie were very concerned this morning, too. We were throwing off ourselves.
I don't wear the vest very often. In fact, when I was in middle school, I wore a vest every day. I got called vest boy by somebody, so I had to wear a vest for about 20 years, felt like.
Vest boy.
You got called Vest
new.
Boy.
This is all brand new.
Yeah.
This is new.
After, this is new.
This opens some doors.
Yes.
Went to an after school thing because you know.
Why'd you wear a vest every day?
I wore a vest every single day, and I got called vest boy. And I didn't wear a vest probably from middle school through, I don't know, 3 years ago. It took that long to be to put
how many
a vest
vests,
on again.
So
I'm
you're,
sorry if I touched
so you're
the
in
nerve.
Seventh grade. How many vests were in your closet?
Well, I just had one vest. I wore it every day.
Just wore the same vest.
It's like my coat.
Day.
Essentially, it was my coat was this vest.
You like the vest?
I've never worn a vest. I've never worn in my
I
life.
I haven't either.
Ever.
Haven't.
In my life. I've never put one on
and
in my life.
100% say I've never worn a vest.
Never worn a vest.
I got called Vest Boy.
Jake wore one for 3 years straight. Every day.
I'd say at least 2 years.
2 years really? Straight
two,
every
two
day.
Two of the 3 years of middle school, yeah.
Your parents concerned you had no warmth on your arms at all.
They probably should have said, hey, you might want to wash that.
Or something.
Wear that for about, I don't know, three straight months, maybe. change that.
Hey, who did who called you Vest Boy?
Oh, the guy's name was Jay. Not my dad, but his name was Jay. He was a year older than me. And he's a nice guy. He just called me Vest Boy.
So
and
you're
got
standing
to me.
At
got
your locker.
Me.
You're standing at your locker.
No, this is an after school thing at a house by the middle school, and I think we're playing some sort of game. And you know, called me Vest Boy.
And it stuck.
And it stuck with me for a long time.
So you went home that night. You took the vest off.
Never wore it again.
Never went back on again.
This is Bill. You see what just happened? I feel awful right now.
That's okay.
No,
we
I
can
feel
talk
awful.
Out these things of the past during the show.
Brought up a very
it's therapy
emotional.
That's why you got to be careful when you like say I wasn't. It wasn't critical.
We would have never said it if we knew you were a Vest Boy.
Right.
If we knew that someone called you a Vest Boy, we never would have brought it up.
I appreciate now, that. Thank
yeah,
you.
We would have not brought that up. But we were that now. Wait. Now it's out there.
Yep.
It took me by surprise because I would imagine that being a suitable attire for last week when it was like a blizzard.
Now you want a coat for the blizzard. The vest does not cover up the arms. It's just the body. It's just the torso.
Thank you.
It was 37 degrees. You need more heat than this for the with the coat. Come on.
Vest Boy.
The question.
I'm not calling you Vest
Boy. The words I've never said in my life. Laura, where's my vest? Never once said that. I have no idea. My wife wears vests all the time.
Yeah, people do.
Some people do. So, and people are that. Scott Moore.
He wears a vest.
Vest.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah, he is.
Rule wears a vest all the time. People wear them. They wear them. Well, who's famous for wearing a vest?
Cronin, three-piece. Wears a three-piece suit, wears a vest.
Well, what did Neuheisel wear? Was he wearing vests?
I don't
know
recall.
That.
I thought he was a Vest Boy.
That's the best.
Vest Boy. Hey,
vest
real
boy.
Thing. Middle school.
Took it off. Never wore it again.
All right. We covered that. I didn't do anything. I worked. Bullet. I didn't have a.
That was a wrap for you, huh?
Yeah.
I went out to Holdridge. I drove out there.
I was wondering
Friday.
Went out to Holdridge on Friday for the big eight. Not for the big. The, 8-man coaches clinic. It was incredible.
That's what it was. Sean was asking me. Yeah. It's an 8-man coaches clinic.
Yeah, it was incredible. Probably 200 people
in March.
In March, added out there, just everyone from all across the state was there. It was really, really cool. Very well done. But I walk in and the Hall of Famer standing there like that, and it freaked me out because obviously I know him very well, but hadn't seen him forever. Mark Mumford.
Nice.
He played linebacker at Nebraska.
The big man.
Yeah,
incredible. It's a big linebacker.
Big linebacker. Played for the Broncos. And he was there, and he's basically kind of semi-retired, does some things. But now he goes, yeah, they asked me to coach, so I coached a little bit with Spencer Napier.
He's coaching Spencer Napier?
Yeah, 8-man football.
Mumford?
He's not the head coach, but he just does it. He's like, gives me something to do, gets kind of involved. But it was great to talk to him. Was incredible. And he's just, I mean, a lot of spirit still. He's really funny, but what a dude he
was. Is he a neck roll guy?
I think Mumford was a neck roll guy.
I think he was a neck roll guy.
He was, yeah.
You know what Mumford was, Bill?
What?
He was the coach of the indoor team here, the Lincoln Capitals.
Really?
Yes. I used to interview him all the time. He was one of the best you can imagine. You can imagine.
Because he's funny, too.
Funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I get to see him. And things are pretty matter of fact.
Yep.
Well, we got to do this better.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be very matter of fact.
Yeah. It was a joy to cover. For a stint, I'd walk over to Pershing and cover that indoor team, and he was the coach for a stint, and it was a joy. He was a great guy to deal with.
So that was fun, but the trip out there was incredible. Stayed at the Roadway Inn.
I don't know where that's at.
Oh, it's a great hotel.
Were you packing?
What's that? No.
That's your first question. At the Roadway. Okay.
No, I didn't.
A toothbrush.
I didn't say anything. When I checked in, I had, I'm certified conceal and carry. I did not say that to anybody.
All right.
But right behind it was a car wash, and they had halo lights.
No.
Oh, they did.
They had halo lights.
You're
right
kidding
behind
me.
Yeah, right by Casey's. Yes.
Did you feel kind of at home?
I did. It felt very, I go, again, brilliant advertising because it was so well lit up as right away. It's like, well, that's right.
What were they sporting?
They were red and white, but like blinking. And so it was really drawing attention to it. So
wow.
Very much like Chick-fil-A on O Street.
Mm.
Halo.
It's a good look.
Yes.
What'd you do all weekend there? Oh, you played some golf yesterday.
I played golf yesterday. Yeah. Played with Seth yesterday in Beatrice. Yeah. Seth
and Vest Boy.
I wore the vest too yesterday. So
did you?
I wore it. I played good. Maybe I can play golf in a vest now, apparently. I don't know.
I was not making fun of your vest. I was just struck
by it. It felt like it a little bit. It's okay if you did. I'm tough. You can take it.
So you played some golf.
Played golf. That's really it. I watched basketball. I was a bachelor this weekend. Elizabeth was out of town, so.
Did you eat anything crazy?
No, I had a steak. That was it. One steak. No. Otherwise, nothing crazy. I was told to eat leftovers, and so I ate. I did my job. I ate leftovers.
I was told to eat leftovers.
I had one task. Don't make the house a mess. Okay, easy. Yeah. And eat leftovers. Got it. Can do that. That's simple.
Wow.
I bet so Elizabeth has good leftovers. Though,
they're really good.
Yeah. Excellent. I love leftovers.
Excellent. Yeah.
I can do that. If Laura makes meatloaf on a Monday, I'm good for the week.
Really?
Yeah, I'm good for the week.
For the week?
I can eat the same thing every day. It doesn't faze me.
I'm not going past a couple of days.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me one bit. Whatever. I can eat the same thing for 5 days.
I don't know if I ate some a week old French toast. That might be a little bit dicey, but I didn't get sick.
First of all, Time out. This has never happened ever. That French toast is a leftover. French toast is not a leftover.
We made a lot.
I could not imagine all of a sudden, where's the leftover French toast? That's never been
just
said.
In baggies?
It was in a bag.
Yeah.
Well, it was two people. She made a lot of French toast. We had a lot for a couple of days, and didn't eat it for a couple of days. And I saw it in the back of the fridge. I said, well, this is probably dicey. I might get sick, but no, I made it through. That was Saturday morning, and here I am fine. No issues at all.
Risky.
And I think it worked out. I think it would be a really good,
it was good.
Leftover.
It was great.
I agree with it. It's just not your normal leftover. Hey, where are the French toast leftovers?
Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by
Newton's Lawn Care. By the way, other vests people are bringing up here on the text line. Luke Fickell, Jim Tressel was the famous.
He's the most famous.
He's the vest man.
Luke Fickell does wear a vest.
Mark Manning, which gets in a second. Mark Manning wears the vest for the wrestling squad.
Yes.
Who else?
I'm not alone.
Anybody else?
That's all I got so far for vest. But
so Jim
Tressel was a common answer though.
I think you could, if you really got down to it, there you could name 20. Vests are very popular. Extremely
they
popular.
Are, Jake.
They're popular.
You look fine.
Thank you.
It just threw us. We just hadn't seen you in one.
This is a new thing. New development here. New development.
And by the way, vest boy is not the worst thing to be called.
No, it's not.
In middle school, it was. It's pretty tough.
Oh.
It was with the condescending tone. It wasn't like, hey,
so
vest boy here.
It's a classic. It's not what you said. It's how you said
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Because they didn't see me the next day. It's vest boy's back. Now it's who I am. Not just a one-time thing. That's why I went away.
Guy, you really brought more attention to yourself, though, Jake, not wearing it again the next day. When you went
I let him win.
It.
I let him win.
Exactly. You let him win. Damn. What's his name, Jeff?
Jay. Was Jay.
Jay he, owned you.
Jay was a year
older
than
happy,
me.
Jay.
Yeah, I hope
you're
happy,
left a permanent
Jay.
Scar. And we reopened it today. Unknowingly, though.
It's okay.
Should have wore it the next day and looked right at him and just kind of gave one of these.
Hey, Jay, if you're out there.
What's my name? Best boy. That's right.
Yeah.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Jay, if you're out there, I hope you're
call
happy.
Call in.
Or no, don't call in.
You're probably right.
He doesn't know who he is, probably. This Jay would completely forgot about that from a long time ago. I guarantee you that.
Jay does a lot of drinking.
Sure. Yeah. There he did. That is Idle Chit Chat.
Yeah, that is.
Sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off the 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours. That's Andrew at Newton's Lawn Care. Was he in the garage this morning, Bill?
Nope. He's not in the garage. I think he's getting ready to get things pretty nice. Dialed up here soon. I expect him back here by next Monday.
Okay.
Wait, he wasn't in the garage. Okay.
We're not in the garage today. Getting busy.
All right, busy.
Back to the tournament. Again, as we said, we only talked about on Friday, the Thursday, actually. We didn't get a chance to talk about other games from the weekend, but yesterday's first game was interesting. Florida is one of the favorites to win the tournament, and they were in a back-and-forth tussle with UConn. They win 77-75.
Did
you guys catch that game?
Yes,
and
we did.
Any concerns about Florida? Is that more UConn is just tough to beat in the dance?
I'm not concerned about Florida. Walter Clayton Jr.?
Yes,
wow.
He turned it on at the end.
Yeah, first-team All-American.
He turned it on at the end.
First-team All-American. You guys understand, I hope by now, what happens. You get asked a question all the time. Come on, how do you get over the top? How do you get over the hump? Well, you have an All-American or two, and then you hit some huge shots, and you saw it all weekend long. The dudes usually turn it on. And Walter Clayton Jr., interesting player to me because he's not a striking physical presence. You know, he just looks like a guy that could be bowling at Sun Valley, but he happens to be an incredible jump shooter, right? He does.
Or any of the bowling alleys.
Yes, Matt.
Not just Sun Valley.
Parkway.
Right? Make sure.
Hollywood. All of them. He could be at any of them. But he made two huge shots down the stretch to put some distance between Florida and UConn.
I felt myself for a while, which is crazy, pulling for UConn. Because I thought if Hurley pulls this upset off, it would be one of the most incredible press conferences ever.
Incredibly obnoxious?
Obnoxious, yes, yeah. Yes. But it would have been incredible to have seen what it was like.
Mm-hmm. It would have,
and it was real. I mean, they had leads. I mean, it wasn't like
there wasn't
every time going like, well, the UConn, they won't win this.
No,
like, no, they can win this.
Right till the last minute and a half. Right.
Oh, yeah.
This won't help Sip's hatred of Dan Hurley out at all.
Do I hate him?
I don't have the audio because it was not bleeped in time, so I'm just going to tell you what happened. So there's video of Dan Hurley and the team walking off the court to the locker room. And it says he's talking to the Baylor team. He's about to go on the court. Says, I hope they don't bleep you like they bleeped us, Baylor.
Classy. Jake, just to be clear, I do not hate him.
You are not a fan of him. You've made that very clear on these airwaves.
You didn't see the video, Sip? The videos we're seeing, it's not like
he's
over
chirping.
The top. He's just chirping, and
he's always chirping.
But it's just like I just don't know if that was. They're going like I just can't imagine being like anyone involved at UConn and being like I think that was a good look.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Way to go, Dan.
Especially when you talk about basketball, the back and forth calls that go this way, that way, it's insane.
Can be,
and the coaches that can handle it the best, that every single call is not a meltdown. Mm-hmm. Because if not, it'd be a lot.
Here's what you see all the time. I mean, you called it here. Why didn't you call it down there? You see it all the time. That's the most common thing. But working the refs, it seems like that's 90% of their job, working the refs. And Hurley just works them to death. Now, I don't hate him. I think he's peculiar.
What would you call him?
Peculiar. He's very peculiar to me.
You don't like him.
What I don't like about him is it seems like he's used the two national titles as a license to be an ass. I mean, like, now I just have this license, you know? I can just say whatever I want because – and maybe you can if you win two national titles. I don't know. He's just acts like crazy. They're good. They UConn, though – did look good yesterday.
They looked really good. And I go back to that. Right, my first thought of the day was, why is this game at 11 a.m.?
Different ways to look at that.
I just, like I said, and some teams are better. So a lot of times, like, who had your team ready to play better? UConn had their team ready to play better because Florida's
mental.
Better. Florida's a better team.
They are.
And it was tied with whatever. I mean, UConn had the lead by three with under 2 minutes.
They did.
I mean, or right at 2.
So I didn't want
time.
To play them in the dance.
Florida didn't look overwhelming to me.
No, they didn't.
Some of these teams I thought would have a better, kind of a more like, oh my God, look. Yeah. They don't have it as much as I thought. Auburn.
You know who has that look? Duke has that look. Duke has won their two games.
Okay.
By a combined 67 points.
Yeah.
They beat Mount St. Mary's by 44 points, and they beat Baylor 89-66. Just pummeled them yesterday.
We looked
at their last 10 games before. They've been killing teams by 30 plus points routinely.
Are they the pick now?
Yeah, so when I talked about like the one team, I don't know if any of those four teams could have won the ACC.
Are they the pick?
Duke's really good.
If you had to say right now,
right now.
Yeah, pick Duke.
Because Cooper Flagg's healthy, that injury is
so
gone.
I mean, we can change. You can change in mid-flight. I was saying Houston last week, but after seeing a man,
I'm still sticking with my pick of Florida.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I'm not going to change. But Duke looks.
They look so.
They
good.
Won. They won the ACC tournament. Remember, without Flagg.
Yep.
North Carolina had to beat them.
Yep.
And it turned out they didn't have to, I guess. But in their mind, they had to beat them, and they couldn't. their arch rival for the third time, now take out the player of the year, and they still couldn't beat
them. Couldn't beat
them. Because they play defense, they can score. They do it all.
It's not just flag. I heard the guys.
I watched that game. They make it look so easy. It's effortless offense. Completely effortless. They move it so well. There's just not any stupid or bad possessions. They're so well coached. And
Duke.
A good squad.
It's Duke.
Oh, right now, it's Duke.
Okay.
Yep.
100.
They're terrifying.
What about Creighton?
Well, Creighton loses to Auburn, 82-70. They led at halftime against Auburn.
It's pretty predictable, wasn't it? I mean,
a good game. They should be
when it got down to like the last started at about the 10-minute mark. Mm-hmm. Watching the game with Housemender, Layton.
Yeah.
So we were watching the game together, just me and him. I go. They're smothering them now.
That's it.
I said Creighton can't get open. They can't get a shot.
That's what I mean.
I mean, Auburn just smothered them, and it was. I'm telling Layton. I go. There's not a lot of answers here.
Nope.
There's not a lot. They're playing man-to-man, and they are just smothering them.
That's the problem. Now, that's not all teams can do that, but that's what, Jake, that's what I meant by predictable. I figured Creighton would hang in, but they don't have enough horses to overcome that. Now, not many people do that. When a team locks up, like St. John's can do, Auburn does, Florida does it. I think the trick almost is to have dudes that can handle it. It's almost like receivers who can beat man-to-man coverage in football. You got to have dudes that can respond when a team like that locks down. There's just not that many guys out there that can do it. There are guys, though. There are guys that are going to score no matter what against whoever. Yeah. They're going to score.
Creighton had an epic first. I mean, they made 9 threes in the first half and led by 2. It was pretty telling. We played as good as we can, and we lead by 2 at half.
I think they were 9 for 14.
They made 9 threes the first half.
9 for 14.
Usually you're up by 15 if that's the case. They're up by 2. And again, leading at halftime. But if you're Aubrey, you're not panicking, saying they're not going to make 9 threes again in the second half. No. But we'll make some shots, and they did.
Yeah. Auburn. I think if it's not Duke, I've gone from sort of Auburn to Houston now to Duke. I'm sure that's annoying to people. But Auburn's still... I don't know. I'm just glad those teams advanced, Auburn and Florida. Who's the other one seed? Houston and Duke. I'm glad they all advanced because those teams are really good, really good.
Only 1-2 seed did not advance, and that, of course, is St. John's, who got beat 75-66 by John Calipari in Arkansas on Saturday. That
10 seed.
Yeah, 10 seed because they beat Kansas the first game.
10 seed, SEC team. Yeah. They were 0-5 in the SEC, lost their two of their best players at various points during the season. And look at Calipari's in the Sweet 16.
Knocks off Bill Self and Rick Pitino back-to-back to get
there's
there.
There's been two games that had a feel to them, even though there was a buzzer beater by Maryland.
Yep.
The UConn, Florida, and St. John's, Arkansas had a feel. You're watching it, and it was epic. I mean...
Theater.
St. John's, you're watching those two coaches going back, and that game was
theater,
incredible to watch.
Theater.
But I thought, I listened to it, watching it live, and it was just mesmerizing me because the announcers stayed on it. And then this morning I listened to it again. That was the most amazing thing of that whole game. And it wasn't answered after the game, but the player of the year in the Big East for St. John's hits 2 free throws. Make it a 2-point game with 4:58 to go in the game. He gets pulled from the game and never put him back
That'd
in.
RJ Lewis.
Yeah. RJ never put him back in the game.
3 for 17.
3 for 17, but he was in the game, made 2 free throws, and he's your best. He's the best player on your team.
Yeah.
Pitino was asked to post game about it. He says, "You know why he didn't go in? He didn't
it was,
like
it was
he,
awkward.
He didn't answer. He says, "You know why? Well, tell us why."
First, he started with the guy who asked the question was really good.
It was a good question
because he asked me. He said, "Well, he played 30 minutes." He goes, "Oh, so he was tired?" And then he goes, "No, that was."
Then he went on that assault. You know why? You're asking Lee.
No, we don't know why.
Tell me why.
To this point right now, no one knows why.
Right. Pitino said, you're asking a leading question. You know why. What?
Was he hurt?
That was disappointing. Yeah, and then I heard agreed. A lot of backlash towards the reporter. I'm like, wait a second. Reporter did nothing wrong.
Very fact, he asked the question that the whole world wanted to know.
Where's why he was
his, the I'll tell you what, the why cannot say his name like that? Obviously. Was it Lapis?
Yeah, Steve Lapis, yep, the broadcaster.
He kept saying, I don't know what's going on here.
They kept showing him on the bench.
And the thing was, on the bench, he didn't look like he was coming back in.
No.
And he looked like just he was just blank stare.
Yep.
But I mean, he's still your player. He's the player. He's the player of the year. You had just made two free throws. Yes, he had shot bad, but guess what? Mm-hmm. The whole team had shot bad. Right. Nobody exactly. was shooting good.
And then what happened at the end? They couldn't make a three.
Couldn't make a shot.
Needed a three bad. Couldn't get one. Couldn't make one.
But for just again, I mean, from not to be in the game, I cannot imagine 5 years from now or whatever, how long it goes, and Petito is retired, and he's like, I really stand by that. I think that was a great move to set him. I can't imagine right now that at some point in time he just goes, probably made the wrong decision.
Unless there's information we don't know.
There has to be. I mean, I could see if there was some sort of an outlash at the head coach
or
some sort
what
of
about an injury?
Is that something of what was going on? But that would be said right away. I mean, why would you not say that immediately?
Good point.
I'd love to put him back in.
Good point.
His hamstring said no, couldn't go.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a good point. To turn it on the reporter.
You know why. I don't know why, actually.
And now I'm kind of surprised the reporter didn't say that. Due respect, coach, I don't know what you're getting at here.
Yeah.
Then it would have got out because Patino said, yes, you do. Yeah. You do know. And I think what he's talking about is he's talking about 3-for-17, right? That's probably what he's talking about.
But he just made the free throws.
But he was just in the game and he just saw the ball. He just went to the line and made two free throws.
I don't understand. RJ Lewis. Anyway, St. John's is done.
They're done.
First two seed
out of the tournament.
Arkansas is a 10 seed. They move on. One of seven SEC teams.
And Calipari's beaten self and Patino back-to-back games.
And now he got it. I don't know. See, this is where we got to be careful. I bet. Now, my guess is you guys are in the same boat as me. Have you seen Texas Tech play?
Not enough to make a deep comment.
Yeah, so I'm catching myself now. I'm not going to act like I know about.
They got
Texas
a couple.
Tech.
Got Toppin has been really good for them. He JT Toppin had a big game. 28 points for Darian Williams in the game against win against Drake, but JT Toppin had 25 points, 11-13 efficiency. Texas Tech 11-13, 25 points for him. They've got two superstars in Darian Williams and JT Toppin, but.
Just remember, there was a long stretch out of 16 teams. Arkansas was dead last in the SEC. They were 16th.
They're 0-5.
And now they're in the Sweet 16.
Calipari's in the Sweet 16. Get ready. For the 16th time. He's in the Sweet 16 for the 16th time.
Is that any good?
What do you think?
It's pretty good.
It's ridiculous.
Didn't even mention an impressive performance so far from Michigan. Michigan, of course, wins the Big Ten tournament. They were scuffling to end the year, but Dusty May has been really good in tournament situations. They win the Big Ten tournament. They take care of UC San Diego, and they beat A&M 91-79 on Saturday to advance to the Sweet 16.
What a
16.
Late flex out of them. Too. The game was back and forth, and all of a sudden it was like, the seven-footers still matter. That's what I enjoy.
Absolutely.
Two seven-footers, and they still matter. Instead of, we're just going to run a bunch of screens and shoot some threes.
Nope.
We're going to play with some seven-footers.
And, Bill, you see it all over the country. Yeah. No, there's bigs. Florida has bigs.
Yes.
New Mexico had a big. Just go down the line. Auburn has a big. There's bigs in this tournament. Conventional bigs. I'm like you. I don't want those guys to go away. But they haven't. The news is, here's the news. They haven't gone away.
Seven-footers still matter.
They matter.
When someone drives the lane and they know there's two seven-footers in there, it bothers them. It's a bothersome.
Yeah, there's bigs. Houston has a big. I mean, it's going down the line. Maryland obviously has two pretty good bigs, right?
Yes, Derek Queen and Julian Reese.
Good job, Shane. Michigan State has bigs. They go 6'11". They go at least one 6'11" and bring another big or two in. That's another thing about the tournament that I noticed. They're still alive.
And Kentucky has some bigs.
100. Yeah. So that's but what were you talking about?
Basketball.
Yeah.
College basketball.
Oh, the one thing we should add. Oh, you were talking about Michigan. Yeah, Michigan. Bill, you're right. I thought Michigan was going to lose that game until the last 5 minutes. I was cheering hard for Buzz. I wanted A&M in there. I'm not a huge Buzz fan, but I wanted A&M to win. And Michigan, God, they did. I thought they were going to lose the game. And then all of a sudden, they were in control. I had gone to Planet Fitness, and I looked up at the monitor. I'm like, ooh, Michigan's up. When I left, they were
1-12.
Good win. Very good win.
Very good win.
Michigan State. Now, I will tell you this. I like Michigan State. I love the way they play. Your dad.
You like them against Ole Miss?
I always imagine Ron and Bill talking about them. I don't know because I haven't seen Ole Miss. I'm not going to play this game.
Really good.
But I've seen Michigan State play a lot. They run on makes. It's amazing. They run on made shots. they're up in your face. They pull the ball out of the net and go. Yeah. And it's something that Izzo's been doing for years and years, and I love watching it, the way they play. They have a I like teams that have a very set way that you know it's them, and that's what they do. They're just up on you. And on a miss is obviously they're getting up the floor. And they have they play with three guards that are all, like, just incredibly skilled, you know? So I like Michigan State. And I don't know. I'm not going to say I'd like them over Ole Miss because I haven't seen Ole Miss.
Should be a good game.
Yeah. I'd like to know what Beard's doing down there.
They were led by 24 points against Iowa State. They just bludgeoned Iowa State yesterday.
Yeah, I saw the score, and I was, I don't know, is Iowa State without somebody or something?
Well, they got a guy out, but they still beat Lipscomb by like 30 points the first game. Yeah. So they proved that, hey, we're all right. I know it's not the same competition, but still.
So the Big Ten has how many in the Sweet 16? Michigan?
Purdue, Michigan State, Maryland. That's four.
Four. They got four.
And Oregon lost. They did not make it. Four teams.
Four.
Pretty good still.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah, really good.
Not bad.
We will have more comments on the tournament as the show goes on. When we come back, huge shout out to Husker Wrestling and Mark Manning. Oh. What they accomplished, that's next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.